感谢主，让我们常常能够一起聚集在主的面前。
Thank the Lord, we can often come before Him together, together.
摩西能够得胜，是因为他如同看见那不能看见的神。
The reason Moses could overcome is because he has seen the invisible God.
我想我们来到神的家中，我们看不见一个具体的、一个明显的神的同在。
So when we come to the house of God, even though we don't see with our naked eyes to see God,
但是在信心的里面，我们知道他在这里。
But in faith, we know that He is here.
只要我们常常有在神面前，有让神喜乐、让主被吸引的敬拜。
May we often can offer up our worship that our God will be pleased with.
有一次我听一个年长的姊妹在那里交通主的话语的时候。
One time I was listening to this elderly sister to share the word of God.
她就是非常安静地坐在那里一直讲一直交通。
She just sat there quietly, sat there, just keep fellowshipping.
然后突然有一句话非常深地抓住我。
Suddenly, a particular phrase grasped me.
她说我们活得甜或是苦完全在乎我们如何对待主。
And she said that whether we live a life full of sweetness or bitterness, it's all dependent upon the Lord.
我再讲一次啊。
Let me repeat.
我们活得甜或是苦，完全在乎我们如何对待主。
Okay, I'm sorry. So whether we live a life full of sweetness or bitterness, it all depends on how we treat the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们对我们目前，就在你今天，就在你最近。对我们的生活是否满意
？I don't know whether you feel satisfied, with your life, with your circumstances.
就算我们里面没有充满喜乐，但是是否充满平安，充满了踏实
？You may not be full of joy all the time, but do you feel that the peace of God really surrounds you?
我决定相信，没有基督、没有主的日子是非常辛苦的，会很疲倦的。
I'm convinced that the life without Christ is tiresome, is exhausting.
没有主在其中的日子，我相信我们也常常会软弱，会失败，会有很多让我们非常 frustrated 的事情。
If the Lord is not in our lives, there will be many things that can frustrate us, and we will fail often.
所以这么简单的一句话，我希望今天早上都再来调整我们，也来调整我们。
So I pray that simple phrase this morning will touch your heart and then draw our attention.
到底我们活得甜还是苦？完全在乎我们如何对待主。
It all depends on how we treat our Lord, whether we live a life of sweetness or bitterness.
我们今年的主题，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Our theme for this year is Christ is all and in all.
这个已经放在这个墙上七年了哈。
That has been on this wall for 7 years.
我们终于用这个题目做我们今年的主题。
Finally, we have the opportunity to use it as our theme.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是太重要的一句话。
But sister, this is such an important verse.
圣经上每一句话都宝贵。
Every word of God, in the word of God.
圣经上很多的教，但是这句话是一个启示性的话语。
But this particular verse is a revelation.
它不是一般像生活的教导，叫我们要常常喜乐，叫我们要有十一奉献。
It's not just merely some teaching about how we live our lives, like rejoice always.
它不是像施比受更为有福，给我们开一条人生的道，来改变我们人生的态度。
Or just showed us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Or change our life attitude.
这句话是一个启示性的话。
But this word, this verse is a revelation.
当神睁开我们眼睛，让我们看见的时候。
When the Lord really opened our eyes that we can see.
他要大大的扭转我们目前的局面。
It will greatly change our situation.
他要大大的改变我们人生的态度。
It will transform our attitude toward life.
他也要大大的提升我们人生的价值。
And it will lift us up and make us live a life full of meaning.
这实在不是一句普通的话，我们需要圣灵真的开我们的眼睛。
This is not just an ordinary verse. I really pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
能够看见基督是一切，然后又在一切之内。
To really see that Christ is all and in all.
这次在 sabbatical 的这个半年里面，神至少三次很清楚的把话给我。
In the past 6 months, when I was in sabbatical, the Lord spoke to me at least 3 times.
其中有一次是在10月7号。早晨晨更的时候，主在那里说：“你单言不去得，还要到几时呢？”
One was on the October 7th when the Lord says, "How long will you tarry from possessing the land.
啊，我们在基督里面真是有太多的未得之地哈。
In Christ, there are so many unclaimed territory.
你看看我们里面生命里面多么糟糕，不像耶稣。
We look at ourselves, how many how poor and wretched we are. So many areas we are not like Christ.
你看到圣经里面有多少的应许，我们从来还没有经历过。
And we find so many promises in the Bible that we have yet to experience.
有多少神那么荣耀的呼召和托付，在我们身上没有实现出来。
So many glorious calling of God has not been fulfilled in our lives.
不管是家庭、教会，这个世代充满了需要。
Whether our family, church, the whole world, full of needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是有太多的未得之地。
Brother and sister, there are so many unclaimed possession
territory. 光光这一句话，我们就有太多太多太多的未得之地啊。
This phrase alone has too many, speaks too many.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这些话语上真被神开，被神带进去的话
，If only that the Lord will open our eyes to enter into what this verse means。
我再说，他要大大扭转我们的局面，要大大的改变我们人生的态度，要大大的提升我们人生的价值。
Let me say it again. It will greatly change our lives, our attitude to our life, and it will elevate our worth.In Christ.
我们的生命一定被他改变的。
Our life will be transformed for sure.
我们真看见这句话的话，我们跟神的关系一定改变的。
If we truly understand this verse, our relationship with God will be changed.
我们真看见这句话的话，我们对人生，甚至对我们的困难，包括对我们的软弱，我们都有不同的态度。
If we truly understand this verse, our attitude toward our life, even our own weaknesses or difficulties, we will have a different perspective.
所以我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以《申命记》第二章第二节，主说：“你们绕行的日子够了，要起来，要进迦南去。”
So in Deuteronomy, there says, "You have wandered enough in this wilderness."Rise up and go into the land.
什么叫做绕行？就是我们以为我们在走路，但是实际上我们没有真正的往前。
What does it mean to wander in the wilderness? That means we thought we are marching. However, we are not making progress.
过了五年以后，我们可以跟人家说，我现在已经是信主十五年了。
Maybe 5 years later, you can boast that, oh, I have been in the Lord for 15 years.
然后再过十年，我们可以跟人家说，我信主25年了。
And maybe that 10 years later, you can boast that, oh, I have been in the Lord for 25 years.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能还只是绕行，没有进到基督里。
But brothers and sisters, it's very likely we're still wandering in the wilderness. We haven't entered into that promised land.
神的旨意是要把我们带到基督里。
It is God's will to bring us into the fullness of Christ.
让基督真是我们的一切。
That Christ can become truly all.
当我们真这样子看见的时候
，When we truly see that.
弟兄姊妹，每一天每一个遭遇都是我们得着基督的机会。
Every circumstance.It's the opportunity for us to gain Christ.
所以主都看不惯了，主说你们不要再绕了，绕行的日子够了。
So the Lord feel like he's fed up. He said, "It is enough."
弟兄姊妹，如果我们对现在目前的生活不满意，我们要向神呼喊，主把我带进去，这个日子够了。
If we have that divine dissatisfaction, we need to cry out to the Lord, say, "It is enough."Bring me in.
哥林多前书第三章，保罗说：“你们从前是属肉体的，现在还是属肉体的。”
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul said to the Corinthians, "says that you were fleshly, you were carnal, and now you are still carnal."
我只能够用奶来喂你们，不能够用干粮来喂你们。
I can only feed you with milk and not the solid food.
他说：“你们那时不能，如今还是不能。”
Back then, you weren't able to take in the solid food. Even now, you still cannot.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这些话都跳在我们的生命里面。
I pray that these words will really grasp our heart.
那个时候我们属肉体，那个时候我们胜不过试探，如今难道还是一样吗
？Back then we were of the flesh, we were carnal. Are we still the same today?
你有没有发现很多的事情，我们从前胜不过，如今还是胜不过
？Have you discovered there are many areas that you couldn't overcome in the past, and you still cannot overcome now?
从前我会这样子的血气反应，属肉体的反应，我到今天发现我还是一样。
And in the past, the same thing when they agitate us, we react in our flesh, and today we still react the same way.
这个叫做那时候不行，如今还是不行。
That's what it means. You couldn't, and now you still cannot.
这个叫做绕行。
That is what it means to to skirt around.
在同样的试探面前，我们跌倒。
And we fall the same, at the same point.
在同样的人、同样的情形面前，我们发脾气。
And we got agitated or we lost our temper before the same person.
在同样的遭遇底下，我们埋怨，我们批评论断。
And when the same circumstances come to us, we complain, we murmur exactly the same way.
我们到现在还是一样在主的面前不肯长进。
We're still the same.Unwilling to grow.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要求主帮助我们，真的是绕心的日子够了。
We need to ask the Lord to help us. It is enough that we wander in this wilderness.
啊，今天我继续讲这个信息。
Today I want to continue this theme.
啊，我把上次的纲要还是摆出来让大家复习哈。
And there, it's very similar to last week's outline.
当我们讲到基督是一切的时候，它到底指的是什么
？When we talk about Christ is all, what does it mean?
今天我用另外一句话来讲啊，
I want to use another phrase today.
讲到他全有全足全丰 all sufficient Christ.
Speaking of, he is the all sufficient Christ.
啊，在约书亚记不是在生命记十一章十一节。
In Deuteronomy 11, verse 11.
啊，我们一起来读。
Can we read it together?
你们要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。啊，请大家注意到第十一节，就是讲到 Christ is all。
Pay attention to this. In verse 11, it speaks of Christ is in all.
啊，他是 all sufficient God. 他有山有谷雨水滋润之地，讲到一切丰富的祝福都在他里面。
Christ is all. It talks about that land, that is a land of hills and valleys. All the spiritual blessings is in Christ.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land flowing with milk and honey.
奶是动物的生命的精华，蜜是植物的精华。
And milk is the extract, the best part, the animal produce, and honey is produced from the plant.
圣经用这样子的笔法来形容，在基督里。我们要得生命，得到更丰盛的生命。
And the scripture used this illustration to tell us that we want to and we need to gain that abundant life in Christ.
不仅天上各样属灵的福气都在他里面。
Not only all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies are in Him.
神本性、神生命、神性情，所有丰富的都在基督里赐给我们。
And God has given us all the spiritual blessings in the Godhead bodily in Christ.
所以第十一节讲到 Christ is all， 他是 all sufficient， 他完全。
So verse 11 is the implication speaks of that Christ is all. He's all sufficient.
啊，第十一节告诉我们，十二节不仅仅讲到 Christ is all and in all.
And verse 12 also talks about Christ is all, but also in all.
他亲自眷顾，从岁首到年终，他的眼目时常看顾那地，说到他永远与我们同在。
From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year, the God cares for us. He's
整块地他都看守。
The whole land God cares for.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
换句话说 ，everywhere, all the time, 神都跟我们同在。
In another word, everywhere, all the time, God is with us.
整个迦南地他都眷顾。
The whole land of Canaan is the land God cares for.
从岁首到年终他都眷顾。
From the very beginning to the very end.
而且他的眼目就说到他跟我们是最亲最近的，他的同在。
And the eyes of the Lord are always on it. That means He is very close and near and dear to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果神睁开我们眼睛，让我们看见神要我们去的，乃是在基督里享受他一切的丰富，享受他永远的同在。
If we truly see that what God intended for us, that is that we can enjoy, enter into the fullness of Christ.
我相信我们这个人会变得非常的积极、
啊、I believe we will all become very positive.
我常常说一个真正有意向的人他绝对是积极的人。
I always mention that a person of vision is always positive.
不是他不会碰到困难。
It's not that he won't encounter difficulty.
不是说他不会软弱不会跌倒。
It doesn't mean that he has no weaknesses and he won't stumble.
而是那一个荣耀的看见，让他会从一切的里面再出来，再回到正路上去。
But that glorious vision will again and again lift him up and to keep onward toward the goal.
凡你脚掌所踏之地
，and every piece of land your first step on，
神都要照着应许赐给我们为业。
God will give them to you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，如果我们真看见，我们一定不一样。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly see that, we will be different.
我不是说嘛，碰到 Christmas， 如果哪一家公司跟你们说，我给你十分钟。 我开门以后你跑进来，只要你摸到的东西都是你的。
I used this example before during the Christmas season. If there's a shop says, I give you 10 minutes, everything you touch are yours.
你跑不跑？
Will you not run?
感谢主，跑呀！
Yeah,
这以色列人跑。
True Israelite, you will run, right?
那很多人很属灵，觉得不好意思跑。那我一定跑。
Maybe you are overly spiritual, say, "Well, I won't run. I just go slowly." No, I will run.
那我现在跑三分钟，心脏就快跳出来一样。他给我十分钟，我拼了也要跑。
Now you know I can hardly run for 3 minutes, but if you give me 10 minutes on that condition, I will run.
哪里有这么好的事情？
How can you find such a amazing deal?
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们就是没有用信心与所听见的道调和。
But today we do not have the faith mixed with the word we heard.
神把我们带到基督里，凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
God brings us in Christ, into Christ. Every piece of promise we set our soul on.
弟兄姊妹，我们就一定会很积极的。
I believe, brother and sister, we will be very positive and active.
那你会说，我就是缺少这个积极啊。
But you may say that, well, I just lack that motivation.
所以我现在有三个问题要为大家想一下。
So I have three questions I want you to ponder on.
我相信别人问你问题，你有一点修养的话，都应该回答的哈。
I think, you know, typically if you are asked of a question, you should try to answer, right?
我是陈明吃饱了没有？他总会说一声，哎，我这吃过了，吃过了。
If I ask Brother Ming, say, have you eaten yet? And then he should apply, say, oh yes, I have.
对不对？你问别人问题，别人一定要基本上要回答的。
So when you ask somebody, you expect an answer from them.
那这三个问题是主耶稣问的。
But these three questions are posed by our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不随便问问题，你假巴呗哈。
Jesus does not ask questions casually. Oh, have you eaten yet?
主耶稣问的问题都是非常深刻的。
But he asks very deep questions.
他的问题里面带着教育性，他的问题里面带着恩典，他的问题里面带着他在我们身上的拯救。
And in his question, it's full of meaning. Of his salvation and also very educational.
三个问题。
Three questions.
你不要以为这是我讲太快下台了，我先讲第三点再回来。
Don't think that my sharing is ending. No, I just jump to this point first.
我看到有些人有一种说不出来的快乐，我想需要解释一下。
I seem to see some glimpse of a smile when you realize that we are in the last point.
今天怎么一下子跳到最后了？这三个问题，第一个，你们说我是谁
？The first question, Jesus, here, Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?"
马太福音十六章，主耶稣问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁
？”In Matthew 16, there he says.Whom do you say the Son of Man is?
他们说有人说你是这样，有人说你是这样，又有人说你是这样，是这样。
And they answer, well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're this or that.
主耶稣说，那你们说我是谁
？But Jesus said, who do you say that I am?
弟兄姊妹，我第一个问题，这是主耶稣问的。
So this is the question I want to ask you, also asked by our Lord.
到底对你对我他是谁
？To you and me, who is Jesus after all?
你不要说是我爸爸的神。
Don't answer me that. Oh, he's the God of my dad.
你不要看他，不要说只是圣经上所说的神。
Don't answer me that. Oh, he's just the God mentioned in the Bible.
也不是只有在教会里的神。
Or he's the God who only lives in the church.
他是不是我的神
？Is he my Lord?
你们到底说我是谁
？Who do you say that I am?
弟兄姊妹，我们。对耶稣的认识到什么程度
？To what degree our knowledge of Christ has come to？
就决定了我们对他的经历到什么程度。
That determines how much we can or have experienced Him。
如果你真认识他是救主
，If you know Him as your Savior，
那你就会经历到我们的罪被他赦免了。
Then you will experience, yes, your sins are forgiven.
咒诅审判离开我们。
The curse has passed away.
如果我们真认识他是主
，But if your understanding about him is he is your Lord,
我们就会敬畏他。
Then you will fear him.
我们会很自然地愿意在凡事上让主居首位。
And naturally, you want him to have the preeminence in everything.
为什么我们做决定就做决定，要去哪就去哪，要说什么就说什么？因为我们没有把他当主。
The reason that we make casual decisions, we want to go here or there just based on some criteria, that's because we do not honor him as our Lord.
我们对他是主，我们认识不够。
We do not have accurate understanding that he is Lord.
如果我们真认识他，他是我最知心的朋友。
And if your understanding about him is that he is my dearest friend,
我就决定相信在你痛苦难过的时候你会直接去找他。
Then it's a sure thing that when you are in trouble, in difficulties, you will turn to him.
不是到最后走投无路的时候才只好去找他。
You won't come to him only after you exhausted all your other resources.
你的快乐会忍不住跟他分享，你的痛苦会告诉他。
You will be so willing to share with him your joy and your pain.
你的害怕，你的担心，你都会向他倾吐。
Your pain, your worry, you will share with him.
如果我们真认识他是宇宙的主宰，是全能的神。
And if your understanding about him is that he is the king of the universe, the ruler of all,
我们就不会为明天忧虑，不会为我们的难处愁眉不展。
Then you will not worry about tomorrow.
因为我们知道在他的手上。
Because you know you are in his hand.
如果我们真认识基督就是我们的生命。
If you truly know that Christ is our life,
我相信我们就会更快的在我们胜不过的环境、胜不过的试探里面，我们会。祷告主让基督来替代我们。
Then I believe we will be more prompt, be more quickly to ask the Lord to come and help us in the areas we find it hard to overcome.
我们可以一直讲下去。
We can go on and on.
到底耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣问说：“你们说我是谁？”
Who do you say that I am?
这个问题没有人可以替我们回答。
Nobody can answer this on behalf of us.
他的答案是他的，神要的是。你的答案，我的答案。
Everyone has different answer. What God is after is your answer.
有人说你是，有人说你是，又有人说你是，但是耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
You may just say, oh, some say you are this, you are that. But Jesus asks you, who do you say that I am?
第二个问题。
The second question.
约翰福音一章三十八节，主耶稣对两个想跟随他的门徒。
Chapter 1, verse 38, Jesus said to two disciples who wanted to follow him,
你们要什么?
He asked them, what do you seek?
为什么要跟着我?
Why do you bother following me?
What do you want? 你到底想要什么?
What do you want?
弟兄姊妹，这个问题也请大家回答一下。
I also ask you to answer this question.
我们今天早上来干嘛?
What are we here this morning for?
我们为什么要接受他做救主
？Why do we ask him to be our savior？
我们到底想从他得什么
？What exactly do we want from him？
如果我问你，今天就在今天，你最大的难处，你最希望得到的到底是什么
？If I ask you today at this moment, when you face your greatest hardships, what is it that you want the most？
我相信我们有很多，我们的 wish list 可能很长。
I believe we have a long wish list。
这个没有错。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是主耶稣非常在乎到底我们要的是什么。
But Jesus cares so much that exactly what do we want?
我们最近刚读约翰福音第一章。
We just finished studying John chapter 1.
不是最近，前天刚读。
Actually, 2 days ago.
道成的肉身来到我们中间，充充满满的有什么？有恩典。
The word became flesh.
有真理。刚刚弟兄也祷告了，对不对？律法是借着摩西传的，但是恩典和真理从耶稣基督来的。
Law came from Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ.
但是你从约翰福音第六章，你可以很清楚地看见一件事情。
But if you go to John chapter 6, you can see this clearly.
人要恩典，人不要真理。
There are many who want grace, but they don't want truth.
人要祝福，人不要赐福的主。
Many want the blessings instead of the one who blessed.
当他们吃饼得饱的时候，那么多人跟随耶稣啊。
When they were fed, with the bread and the fish, so many want to throne him as king.
当他们从主得到恩典、得到祝福的时候，众人都要耶稣，清早起来找耶稣。
When they received the blessing, the hour blessings, they were looking for Jesus. Early in the morning, they want to go to Jesus.
但是当主耶稣对他们讲道的时候
，But when Jesus preached truth to them,
讲到你们必须吃我的肉，喝我的的血底下讲这些真理的时候，他们说这话甚难，他们就不跟耶稣了。
When Jesus preached about you need to eat my flesh, drink my blood, and their response is, this is hard saying. We don't want to follow him anymore.
不光这话甚难，这路这道 this way is also 这个 这么难，他们不跟了。
It's not just a hard saying, but it's a narrow way. It's a hard way. They feel like, well, we cannot follow him anymore.
所以你可以看见多少的人涌进神的家，大家都想得好处。
So you see so many people, they throw into the house of God. Everybody wants something good, some benefits.
但是一碰到困难，一生病了，一挑战了，一失业了，家庭出问题了，我们不来教会了。
But as soon as they get into some trouble, some hardships, challenges at home or somewhere else, then they stop coming to the church.
然后就连我们信主很多年的，虽然我们来教会。但是在恩典底下我们赞美，在困难底下我们埋怨，这是很自然的事情，好像。
But to many, you know, who have been in the Lord for many years, you know, we come to church, and when we face difficulties, we complain. When we face good things, yeah, we praise. It seems to quite a natural thing for us.
我也一样，多年的基督徒，对不对？碰到困难的时候，总是会埋怨，总是会困惑。
Even for myself, you know, I am in the Lord for many years, but sometimes I still wanted to complain when I face hardship.
不仅仅有时候很 confused， 很多的时候是很 frustrated。为什么会发生这些事呢
？At times I was confused, and at times I was frustrated. I asked Lord, why would this happen?
你为什么会容许这样的事情发生呢
？Why would you allow these things to happen?
但是弟兄姊妹，主在这里问你们跟我，你到底要什么
？But Jesus asked.What exactly do you want when you decide to follow me?
难道只是福禄寿喜吗
？Do you want to just all the blessings, live long life?
好难啊！哈。
Or get rich?
因为怎么样，我们常常在乎外面的。
We pay a lot of attention to the outward things.
但我们忽略了主是要把他自己给我们。
But we have neglected the real.Thing in the Lord's heart is He wanted to give Himself to us.
如果我们真能够回答第一个问题，他到底是谁
？If we can answer the first question, who He is,
他就决定会影响我们到底想跟他要什么。
And it will determine the second question, what do we want?
对不对？如果他真是那 All Sufficient Christ God， 他真的是那位伟大的神。
If He really is that all sufficient God，
面对这么伟大、这么丰富的神，我们为什么会求这么一点点
？When you stand before this all sufficient God， how come you are in such spiritual poverty？
啊，你们到英国去，你可以在那个 London Tower 里面看见这个 The Star of Africa 哈，非洲之星。
And if you go to London， you can go to this museum to see that Star of Africa。
你可以看到一个500克拉的钻石。
There's a diamond that's weight 500 carat。
放在英国皇帝的冠冕上面。
It was placed on the crown of the king of England。
请问，假设哈，我把非洲之星跟一盒巧克力糖，放在耶健的面前。
Okay, let's assume that I have this Star of Africa and also a box of chocolate. I place it in front of Ye Jin, the little baby.
你们猜他会要什么
？Can you guess which one will he pick?
Kyle, what he want? 那爸爸会在后面 push 他，叫他去拿非洲之星。
Maybe Dad will just try to push him to pick that.
虽然他一直朝着巧克力爬过去。
Even though he just keep moving toward the chocolate.
他现在不爬了，他走了哈。
Actually, he's not crawling anymore. He can walk.
弟兄姊妹，怎么可能在面对这么丰富的神，我们要这个呢
？How is it ever possible if he is really that all-sufficient God, and what we ask is but that little, tiny, puny?Earthly blessing.
我讲这些道都在挑战我自己。
I think all these preachings are also a challenge to me.
因为我也需要听这样子的道。
Because I need to know this.
因为在太多的环境、太多的处境，主问说你到底要什么
？In many circumstances, Jesus keeps asking, "What do you seek?"
什么时候用别的替代主，我们的愁苦一定加深。
Whenever you run after other gods.Your sorrow will multiply.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音结束的时候问说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”That's why in the end of the book of John, Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
你真的爱我比这些更深吗
？Do you really love me more than these?
这些很多解经家在那里解释，我们不用花功夫。到底是鱼呢，还是什么呢？那个不用去解释了。
We don't have to try very hard what these refer to in that scripture.
不管是鱼，还是他习惯的 lifestyle， 还是他最有把握做的事情，我们不用管。但是任何可以取代主的，主都要问我们。
It doesn't matter whether these are referring to the fish, their occupation, their lifestyle, but anything that you that takes the place of Jesus.
任何人事物，任何 lifestyle， 任何生活的习惯、兴趣、爱好，只要会影响我们转向主、要主的，主都要问你爱我比这些更深吗？
Anything you like.Anything, your hobby, your preference, anything that takes the place of the Lord will ask you, do you love me more than this?
所以当我们被带到迦南地的时候
So when we are brought to the land of Canaan,
如果我们真知道在基督里是多么丰富宽阔的一件事情
If we truly understand that in Christ we have such abundance there,
然后又有这样子的应许，凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的
And God himself promised that every piece of land you set your soul upon,
我相信我们每一天都会变得非常的积极
I believe our everyday life, our living will become very positive.
因为每一个环境都可以让我们经历基督，得着基督。
Because every circumstances now become an opportunity for us to experience Christ.
所以很多人很喜欢讲说化妆的祝福。
So many use the phrase a blessing disguised.
因为神的意思是好的，神要是给我们的是祝福，但是外面包装在一些我们看起来以为是难处。
What God meant for us are blessings always, but sometimes He put on the disguise.As if it's a curse.
所以我们不被吸引，甚至我们抗拒，我们不要。
So sometimes we don't feel like we want those things, or we reject the things come upon us.
哪里晓得，当我们真进去的时候，我们才发现真是至宝。
Without realize, when we truly possess them, we find them the true treasure.
所以保罗因为看见这个
，Because Paul has seen this.
所以我说保罗做了最智慧的抉择。他说：“我以得着基督为至宝。”
So I mentioned here that Paul made the wisest choice. He counted the knowledge of Christ the excellence, the best thing.
既然在每一件事情上，在每一个遭遇里面，在每一天里面都有基督，那我一定要得到它。
In all circumstances, every situation, Christ is in it. So we want to gain Christ through them.
我不要被外面短暂的快乐、暂时的 这些吸引来迷惑了我，来影响了我。我要得着主。
We don't want to be confused or attracted by these temporal outward attraction, but we want to gain Christ.
他有最智慧的抉择。
He made the wisest choice.
然后有最专一的追求。
And he has the most singular pursuit.
他说我只有一件事情。
He said that one thing I do.
我只有一件事情。
One thing I do.
你看看我们有多少事情。
Look at us, how many things we do.
从早到晚多少事情。
From the morning till the evening, so many, many things.
保罗说我只有一件事情。
But Paul said one thing I do.
我不管在什么遭遇里面，我只有一件事情。
In every situation, I have only one thing.
我只有一个态度。
I have only one attitude.
我只有一个要求。
I have only one demand.
我就是要在里面得到基督。
I want to gain Christ in it.
他说：“我不是以为我已经得着了，或是得够了。No, not enough.
He said, "I do not consider myself already obtained. No, not enough."
我只有一件事情，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
There's only one thing I want to forget the things which are behind and press on to the things which are ahead. I want to gain Christ.
对任何事情他没有得到基督他是不甘心的。
So he will feel a loss if he has not gained Christ in any circumstances.
这就是我们说的要得到主的结局。
This is what we mean. We need to gain the end of the Lord.
如果得不到主我们不甘心让这个环境过去。
If we do not gain Christ, don't let the opportunity just slip away.
如果我们让这个环境过去那是我们自己浪费的这个机会。
If we let that incident just pass by without gaining Christ, we have wasted it.
所以 Brother Lawrence 说如果你不利用今天来爱神你就浪费了今天。
So Brother Lawrence says, if you don't make use of today to love God, you
have
wasted today.
我们要说如果你不利用这个机会来得着基督我们就浪费了这个机会。
And we want to say that if you don't take this opportunity to gain Christ, you have wasted this opportunity.
因为圣经上说万事都互相效力。
Because Bible says all things work together.
所有的事情都是要叫我们得到基督。
Everything will work for us if our aim is to gain Christ.
以弗所书第一章二十三节讲到基督的时候，是那充满万有者的丰满。
Ephesians 1:23 there says Christ, he fills the, Christ is the one who fills all and in all.
所以他不光在万事里面，他根本是充满万有的。
It's not that he is in everything, but he fills all.
所以所有的事情里面都有基督，弟兄姊妹，我们要相信这件事哈。
So in everything you can find Christ. We need to pay attention to that.
在我们很不舒服的环境里面。
In the most uncomfortable circumstances.
在我们跟很受不了的人接触的时候。
In the person that we find it hard to get along with.
在我们疾病受苦的时候。
And in our sufferings even.
在上班里面那么多的压力，那么多的 politics.
And many politics pressure at work.
在神家里面可能有很多让我们灰心失望的事情。
Maybe in the house of God you find many things that disappoint you.
甚至在我个人身上有这么多软弱、失败、无助的情形。
Or you look at yourself, so many weaknesses, failures, helplessness.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要用信心相信基督都在其中。
Brother and sister, that's with faith proclaim that Christ is in all.
所以保罗说我只有一件事情。
So Paul says one thing I do.
我就是要得到神在基督耶稣里要给我的。
I want to obtain, apprehend that prize which God wanted for me.
他整个人就是这么 focused。
So his whole being is focused.
集中在一件事情上。
Focus on one thing.
我以得到基督为至宝。
I counted my utmost treasure to gain Christ.
所以我年初讲的那个例子，我觉得它还是有它的道理的。
So I used this illustration in the beginning of the year.
我说假设有一种鱼，它只吃虾的话。
Suppose that there's this fish which only eats shrimp.
它在大海里面游来游去，它看到珊瑚，看到水母，看到小鱼，它都没兴趣。
And then he's swimming in the ocean where he see the coral, see the jellyfish. He has no interest on them.
他看到一个鲨鱼游过去，他眼睛都亮了。
But as soon as the shrimp passed by, then his whole being get enlightened.
对不对？上
，Yeah, go for it.
就追去了。
And then go for it.
因为那是唯一让他快乐，唯一能够才让他快乐，能够让他快乐的东西。
Because that's the only thing that would bring joy to that fish.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们的生活里面
，Brothers and sisters, in our daily lives,
不是要很偶尔才看到基督。
We don't want to just see Christ once in a long, long while.
不是要飞来飞去参加什么特会才能得到基督。
Or we go to this special conference, that special meeting. Oh, only then can we meet Christ.
不是要跑到哪去听哪一个有名的传道人才能让我碰到基督。
Or go to this particular famous speaker, then I can find Christ.
Christ is all and in all.
Christ is all and in all.
所以我们一定要凭着信心往前去。
We have to move forward.
在每一个环境里面。
In all circumstances,
从万有中得着基督。
In everything, we gain Christ.
这是一个属灵前辈在他非常灰心的时候。
This is a saying from a spiritual from an elderly brother.
非常一个 sister， 非常疲倦、非常灰心的时候。
When she was in despair, in a great discouragement.
她在坐车从上海到南京的路上。
She was on the train from Shanghai to Nanjing.
她整个人瘫在那里，坐在椅子上安静。
Her whole being just reclined on a chair and meditating.
突然主对他说了一句话。
Suddenly, the Lord spoke to him.
从万有中得着基督。
Out of every single thing, you can gain Christ.
整个人活过来了。
And suddenly, her whole being get alive.
就在这些不可能、不喜欢的环境里面。
In all those impossibilities.
从神的手中接过。
But she received them from the Lord.
我要得着基督。
I want to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候难处真的很大。
Yes, indeed, there are great challenges.
大的超过我们这个人所能承受。
Even beyond what we can bear.
所以我这个礼拜二在祷告会的时候跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So this past Tuesday, I have some sharing during the prayer meeting.
申命记第九章告诉我们。我们的神像烈火一样已经在我们前面先过去了。
In Deuteronomy 9 there says our God he's that consuming fire he has gone before us to destroy our enemies.
圣经从来没有否定我们会碰到困难。
Bible never says we will not face hardships.
甚至他主动提醒我们你前面有困难。
Actually on the contrary Bible says you will face challenges.
但是在这困难的背后全是祝福。
But behind all those difficulties are blessings.
而且越强的仇敌背后的祝福越大。
The greater the enemies are, the greater the blessings behind them.
所以第九章讲到亚纳族，亚纳族是迦南地最高大的。
So in chapter 9 it talks about the Anak. They are the tallest, they are the giant in the land.
所以神说的确亚纳族人高大。
God said, indeed, they are like giants.
他们的城甚至高得顶天啊。
Their cities are as tall as the heaven.
而且所有人都说谁能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢？
And they're saying in that area, said, who can stand before the Anak?
弟兄姊妹，你现在碰到难处吗？
Brother and sister, are you facing some difficulties?
是不是大得高得顶天呢？
Are those difficulties as tall as the heaven?
我们在这些仇敌巨人的面前，我们像蚱蜢一样。
Before those giants, we are just like grasshoppers.
但是加勒跟约书亚说，他们是我们的食物。
But Joshua and Caleb, they proclaim they are our food.
因为他们用信心来看这件事情。
Because they look at these people.In the eyes of faith.
因为他们是透过神来看难处，不是透过难处来看神。
Because they see the difficulties through the eyes of God. They are instead of seeing God through the difficulties.
那个整个态度、境界、局面都会被转过来。
The whole situation got turned around.
你透过难处看神，我们一定灰心的。
If you try to find God through the difficulties, then you will be discouraged.
我们透过神来看环境，我们这个人得到力量。
But if you see your circumstances from the perspective of God, you will be strengthened.
他说他在我们面前先过去了。
So God says, I will go before you.
啊，所以约书亚记第四章讲的真好哈。
So Joshua 4 there it says.
啊，神在那你说你那个他在那边等着我们过去。
God says,
我们看一下好了，好不好？我们看一下约书亚记第四章。我不晓得大家读圣经有没有注意到这些话，我碰到这种话我都是圈好几圈 highlight。
I don't know whether you take notes or highlight these verses. I normally do that when I encounter these great verses.
四章二十三节，因为耶和华你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来。因为这边你有没有注意到，所有的路都是神走在我们前面。
Verse 23, there's for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you. Have you noticed that always God went before us?
当埃及的追兵在后面追他们。
When the army of Egyptians they pursue the Israelites.
前面是红海，无路可走。
There's Red Sea in front of them.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们几乎是死定了。
As if they come to a dead end.
但是却发现我们的神已经在对岸等着我们过来了。
But they discover our God is waiting for them on the other side of the shore.
他已经在我们前面先过去了。
He already has gone before us.
他已经像烈火一样，已经 disable 所有仇敌的力量。
He's just like consuming fire. He has disabled, crippled the enemies and waiting for us.
所以当百姓凭信心跨步的时候
，So when the people of God by faith they step out their There,
红海开了，约旦河开了。
And then the Red Sea got divided, and the River Jordan got divided.
耶利哥倒塌了，亚拉族人灭亡了。
Jericho fall, and then Anak got destroyed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我希望这些话语来安慰我们。
Brother and sister, I hope these words will be a comfort.
每一天早上起来。
Every morning when you get up.
很多时候我们起来，我们不想起床，真的不想起床，因为这是一个我们不想过的一天。
Sometimes you feel like, oh, how wish you can just stay in the bed because you really don't want to face the challenge of that day.
啊，不管是那天你要开刀也好，不管是要做 presentation 也好，不管那天是你要结婚也好。
Maybe you'll have a presentation, or maybe you will have surgery, or maybe it's your wedding day.
那陈明马上就拍拍心声了。弟兄姊妹，不管那个日子是什么。
No matter what is going to come.On that day,
我们的神在我们前面已经过去了。
Our God has gone before us.
然后他等着我们过来。
Waiting for us to reach the other side.
多么值得安慰的话。
Brothers and sisters, these are such a great word of comfort.
不光凡事都有他的美意。
In everything, God has His perfect will.
诗篇一百三十九篇十六节更告诉我们。
Psalm 139:16.
就是在神所给我们定的日子，我们连一天都还没有过，神都已经全部写在册子上了。
Our days has been written on His book even before we spend a day.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个一生都在神的手中。
Our whole life is in the hand of God.
他在我们身上有纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
He has that wonderful, perfect will in us.
让我们在主的面前不要害怕。
Don't be afraid, brothers and sisters.
不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
你这一天还没有过，神早就过完了。
Even before you spend this very hour, God has already gone before you.
我们的余生，未知的岁月，他全走过了。
The unknown days which lie ahead of us, He has gone before us.
他在前面等着我们。
He is waiting for us.
让我们可以经历他，得着他。
So that we can experience Him and gain Him.
我们可以活出他来。
We can live Him out.
弟兄姊妹，如果很多时候我们真的觉得我们完全过不去，
Brother and sister, there are times we feel like we couldn't bear anymore.
我们愿意相信，但是我们力量跟不上来。
We wanted to believe, but we find no strength to move on.
我们讲到基督是一切的时候。
But when we mention Christ is all,
不仅仅讲到让主居首位，我愿意凭信心从他手中接过每一个环境。
Not only that He is the Lord, He has the preeminence, so we receive everything as if from His hand.
而且我们讲到基督是一切的时候，说到他是我们的生命。
But when we talk about Christ is all, we also mention the key that He is our life.
不再是我，乃是基督，一直是神在我们身上一直在做的事情。
It's no longer I, but Christ. This is the work of God continued in our lives.
神不来修改我们的。
God is not going to patch and make some patch in our
lives. 你千万不要以为我这个人什么都好，就是脾气不好，我就是爱玩电玩，我就是喜欢说脏话。No, 神是完全不要。
Don't think that, well, I'm pretty good in everything else, except that I play video games or I swear a lot.No, in God's eyes, He would nullify everything.
神是用十字架来解决我们这个人，因为十字架是最大的否定。
God used the cross to deal with our issue because the cross is the greatest denial.
全不要了。
Everything is passed.
不要说坏的不要，好的神也不要了。
Not only those good things God will nullify, but even those you consider good.
十字架是神在我们身上最大的否定。
Cross is the greatest denial God has in our lives.
复活是神在我们身上最大的肯定。
But resurrection is the greatest support God has in our lives.
因为神只要基督。
Because what God is seeking after is Christ, only Christ.
所以当我们不行的时候，
So when we find ourselves unable,
都是神提供了一个更深的一个机会，让我们来经历基督的替代。
It's right there God has given us this opportunity that Christ can take our place.
弟兄姊妹，基督的替代是宇宙中的大事情。
This is a great matter that Christ takes our place.
也是每一个基督徒经历里面最核心、仇敌最怕的一件事情。
This is also the core experience which the enemy fears the most.
因为这个才是神要的。
Because this is what God wants.
这个才是神要的。
This is what God wants.
你可以有很多基督徒的行为。
You can have many Christian, quote unquote, Christian.
你可以有很多金钱的操练。
And many practices that you think will lead you to.
甚至我们
godliness.
忠心服侍，我们有很多的果效。
Or even that you serve faithfully and you see much fruit.
但是如果不是基督
，But if it's not out of Christ，
弟兄姊妹，神不要
，God will not accept。
所以我们需要求主开我们眼睛，怜悯我们。
So really, we pray that the Lord will open our eyes and be merciful to us。
我们一定要得到主的结局。
We want to gain the end of the Lord，
就是让我们得到被改变的生命。
That is our life being transformed。
那我们的生命更像耶稣
，and we will be more like him.
要得到被改变的关系
，and also a transformed relationship.
让我们跟主之间有第一手真实的关系
，so we can all have the personal, first-hand experience with the Lord.
我用一个圣经的故事做结束。
Let me end with a story mentioned in the Bible.
你们现在可以笑了。
Now you can really smile.
我快笑来了。在列王记下，你们现在不要看，答应我现在不要看。
And in Second King.
列王记下第六章跟第七章那里讲到了一个很生动的故事。
And in 2 Kings, toward the end of chapter 6 and then chapter 7, there's the story.
因为以色列 远离神，他们被亚兰人来围攻。
Israelites at that time, they went astray from God, so they got beaten by this Aaron.
整个撒玛利亚城被仇敌围攻了很久。
Assyria. So that city of Samaria got surrounded by the enemy for quite a long time.
在那个困境里面走不出来。
So they couldn't find a way out.
到最后饥荒，他们没有东西吃了。
To the end, there's a great famine.
活下去的力量跟盼望都没有了。
They lost hope completely to survive.
请你们注意听我讲这些故事，都在讲我们今天很多人的情形。
Please pay attention while I mention this story. This actually is a picture to many of us.
所以有一个妇人跑来见当时的以色列王。
So this woman came to the king of Israel.
求王帮助他。
Asking the king to help her.
王对他说，连耶和华都不帮助，谁能够帮助你？
And the king replied that not even the Lord wants to help. Who can help?
因为他们饿到一个地步，把孩子交换来吃。
Because they were starving to the point that they have to eat their children.
别人吃完他的儿子，第二天该吃别人的那个人把孩子藏起来了。
They have to exchange their children as food.
不光外面有这么多的难处，而且遭遇了这么多的痛苦。
So they face many hardships outward, and then and in the city, it's a great tragedy.
以色列王听了以后就气得不得了。他说：“如果以利沙当时的先知，他说如果他的头还在他脖子上的话，愿神处罚我。
”And the king of Israel was so mad. He said, "Well, I want to behead Elisha. It's all because of him."
很多的结局我们第一个就是埋怨神啊。
You know, oftentimes, the first one we complain is toward God.
顺便也埋怨我们这些服侍主的人。
And the second is are the servants of God.
但是那天神借着以利沙说了一个预言。
But that day, God spoke this analogy through Elijah.
明天这个时候。
Tomorrow at this time.
这么多的麦子。只要卖一个 shekel,
there will be so many wheats. There will be sold for one shekel.
同样的，一个 shekel 你可以买两升的大麦啊。
And you can buy 2 liters of wheat barley.
那是不可能的一个好消息，对不对
？It sounds too good to be true.
大家已经饿了这么多天，甚至把孩子都吃了。
They were so starving to death that even exchanged their children for food.
怎么可能有这样子的消息
？How can this be true?
他说明日这个时候。
Tomorrow at this point.
所以扶着王来的一个军长，他说不可能的事情。
So there is this captain of the army said, "Well, that's impossible."
就算神把天打开来了，都不可能有这样子的事。
That even the Lord may open the gates of heaven, it's still impossible.
以利沙就对他讲。
Elisha replied,
明日这个时候。
Tomorrow at this time.
大家都要来享受神的应许，但是你却捞不到享受。
Everyone will enjoy this benefit except you.
果然，当天晚上，神发生了一件很奇妙的事情。
So that evening, this miracle happened.
神把亚兰王，当他们听见好像大军来了，吓得马上逃跑了。
And God caused this turmoil in the camp of Assyrian, and then they were all scared and they ran away.
他们是落荒而逃，什么东西都没带，连马跟驴都没骑。全部就跑了。
They were just running for their lives without leaving all the belongings behind.
所有的食物、金银财宝 ，everything 都留在那里。
All the food, the gold, silver, everything were left.
但是这个好消息是没有人知道。
But nobody knew that good news.
但是那天就在那一天。
But on that day,
那城外有四个大麻风的。
There were 4 lepers lives outside of the city.
他想我们死定了，已经饿死了。
They said, "Well, we're dying anyway."
与其在这里饿死，不如我们去投降。
Well, rather than dying here, why not we just surrender ourselves?
他们要杀就杀，要留的话，我们还可以活下去。
If they want to kill us, let them do it. But if they leave us alive, then at least we can.
所以他们去的时候，发现全部都不在了。
And when they went, they discovered none was there.
哇，他们大吃大喝 ，all you can eat， 手扶着墙来，手扶着墙回去。
They had a great feast, all you can eat.
他们兴奋得不得了，吃尽了，把所有的财宝都一直藏，一直藏。
They kept eating and then hiding all the treasures. They couldn't stop.
到最后吃的太多，得了太多，心不安，说我应该把好消息报告回去。
To the point, finally, they realized, well, it's not good that we just hide this great news. We should
bring this news back. 他们回去把这个消息告诉王的时候
，When they turned back and brought this news to the king,
王还是不相信。
The king did not believe.
所以就找了几个人，剩下的5匹马出去探路，发现果然都逃跑了。
So they send a few people have the only 5 horses left, and they say, "Go check it out."
所有的百姓。群涌而至，往那个亚兰的军队里面去抢东西去了。
And they realized it's true, so all the people ran out and plundered the whole place.
那个军长被这么多的人群活活的踩死了。
And that captain of the army, he was trampled to death.
弟兄姊妹，我用这个故事告诉大家。
Brother and sister, the reason I want to share with you this story.
常常转回基督只是一念之间的事情。
Oftentimes, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
当我们在基督里。跟不在基督里，它是两个截然不同的境界。
In Christ, outside of Christ, it's a very distinct, two different realm.
你不要像那个军长觉得说不可能，真的不可能，大家都饿到交换儿子吃了。
Don't get yourself to the unbelief as their captain say, "Oh, it's impossible. It is impossible."
怎么可能有这么好的事情呢
？How can it ever be true?
弟兄姊妹，当我们真转活在基督里的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we turn our hearts toward the Lord,
他是一切
，He is all.
你所有的需要在基督里都可以找到。
All you need, you can find in Him.
就当我是那个大麻风来告诉好消息好了。
Just look at me as the leper to proclaim this good news to you.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，428首。
Can we sing together 428?
我们的主在我们前面已经过去了。
Our Lord has gone before us.
我希望我们都在主的面前祷告，求神帮助我们，给我们这样子的信心。
I hope the Lord will help us that we may have such faith to follow Him.
当我们的脚踏进红海，踏进约旦河的时候，水都要分开来。
When we set our foot in the river of Jordan, the river will be divided.
耶利哥要打塌，亚纳族人要被灭亡。
The city of Jericho will fall. The people of Anak, they will be destroyed.
所有的饥荒、软弱、困境，在一日之间要完全转变。
All the famine, the starvation will be turned around within even a day.
关键在于我们是不是活在基督里。
The key is whether we are in Christ or not.
我们一起来唱428首。
428.
我想时间的关系，我们只唱第三节、第四节。
Because of time, we just sing stanza 3 and 4.
这就是我的世界，对他我微笑中，我怎能够将他弃绝，当他是恩重重，随他心中
低头。
Can we all bow our head?
是的，我们活得甜或是苦，完全在乎我们如何对待主。
Yes, it all depends on how we treat the Lord, whether our lives can be sweet or can be bitter.
万事万物都在改变。
Everything is changing.
我们也在改变。
Even ourselves.Are changing.
但是只有耶稣基督，昨日、今日、直到永远，他都一样。
But only Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他永远是那位全有、全足、全丰的主。
He always is and will be that all-sufficient Lord.
神整个旨意集中在他的身上。
The whole purpose of God is centered on Him.
神所有的祝福都在他里面。
All the blessings of God is in Him.
连神所有的生命性情也都在他里面赐给了我们。
And even the nature of God is given to us through Him.
仇敌用各样的方法来欺骗我们。
The enemy will try all the schemes to deceive us.
来诱惑，来伤害我们。
To tempt us, to hurt us.
用各样的方法来拦阻我们，蒙蔽我们。
All his means to deceive us, to disguise.
早上在这么伟大的一句话面前。
But this morning, before this great phrase,
我们求主将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
We ask the Lord to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真认识他。
In the true knowledge of Him.
真知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
That we will truly know the hope of our calling.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上都来求主帮助我们。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let's all ask the Lord to help us.
我们可能像撒玛利亚一样被困锁了很久。
Maybe we're like that city of Samaria, being surrounded for too long.
我们四面受敌，找不到出路。
We were oppressed on every side. We couldn't find a way out.
我们心里作难，我们绝望。
We are hard pressed. We are in despair.
我们疲倦，我们没有力量。
We are weary.And powerless.
但是弟兄姊妹，神能够在一夜之间。
But brothers and sisters, God can in one night.
让红海、约旦河的水全部退去。
At a moment, and divide the sea of Red Sea and the River of Jordan.
神能够让一日之间 亚兰大军全部落荒而逃。
And in one day, God can destroy the enemy, the Assyrians.
因为他在我们前面像烈火一样已经先过去了。
Because God is like that consuming fire who has gone before us.
我们都在主的面前有一分钟的安静。
Shall we all quiet ourselves before the Lord for a minute?
到底有什么东西拦住我们
？What area in our lives that hinders us？
让我们不能够进入这有福的祝福里。
Preventing us from possessing this blessed possession。
到底我们真知道我们所信的是谁吗
？Do we truly know who we believe？
到底我们想要从他得什么
？Exactly what do we want from him？
我们那个不能放下来的东西，主问我们：你爱我比这些更深吗？
Are there things that we find it hard to give up, but the Lord is pushing, is asking us, do you love me more than these?
当主问我们的时候
，When the Lord asks us,
希望他也来施恩拯救我们。
May He also give grace and salvation to us.
把我们从一切的偏差里面救出来。
To deliver us from everything else.
我们每一个人有一分钟完全的安静。
Everyone, just spend a minute quiet before the Lord.
知道你永远活着。
We know you are living forever.
你坐在施恩的宝座上为我们掌权。
You sit on the throne of grace, reign there.
让我们不再为明天忧虑。
That we shall not have fear for tomorrow.
我们知道你掌管明天。
Because we know you hold tomorrow.
而且你走在我们前面。
And you walk before us.
你为我们胜过一切的仇敌。
You have overcome all the enemies for us.
你在那里等着我们过来。
Waiting for us to come and possess the inheritance. Lord, by faith, let us run after you.
更让我们带着一个积极的态度，我们要来得着基督。
With that positive, active attitude, we want to gain you.
我们不甘心让任何的环境从我们身上白白过去。
We don't want to let any circumstances just pass by without we gain you.
主啊，就连我们软弱失败，我们都要得着基督。
Even in our weaknesses, our failures, we want to gain Christ.
更何况在基督里有那么多丰富的产业等候我们来承受。
Not to mention the abundant inheritance in Christ waiting for us to possess.
我们在这里特别为着圣台现在有很大难处的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We pray especially for those who are in great trials.
主啊，坚固众人的信心。
Lord, establish their faith.
那我们都抬起头来看耶稣。
That we shall all lift our heads up, beholding our Lord Jesus.
让我们透过神来看我们的环境。
That through the eyes of God, we can face our circumstances.
那我们学习向山举目，我们知道我们的帮助是从何而来。
And let us learn to lift up our eyes on the mountains. Where does our help come from?
我们的帮助乃是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heavens and the earth.
在爱里面没有惧怕。
In love, there's no fear.
爱既完全，把所有的惧怕都除去。
Love is perfect; it casts out all fears.
是的，让我们都像保罗一样，只有一件事。
May we all be like Paul. One thing we do.
就是要以得着基督为至宝。
We want to count it our utmost treasure.To gain Christ.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
保守我们今年在这么一个伟大的信息面前。
Keep this year before this great theme.
我们都被带进去。
Watch over us and bring us into the reality.
来大大扭转我们的局面。
Then our circumstances be turned around.
大大的改变我们人生的态度。
We turn the tide and turn our attitude.
也大大的提升我们整个人生的品质和价值。
And you lift us up and increase our worth in you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.